PFT Media.
Hey, everybody. Frank Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And you are listening, all right, to the informative, the incredible, all right, and the fun Housewives podcast you will ever listen to. That's right. The Real Housewives of Reality with Scarlett, Caitlin, and Leon. You listen to The Real Housewives of Reality with Scarlett, Caitlin, and Leon, and you're going to get the scoop about everything, everything Real Housewives.
People tell me I'm so brilliant, I can't even see my own brilliance.
Housewives aren't the real stars, house husbands are.
I can't fix stupid, but I can give it a court date.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett, Caitlin, and Leon.
It's always something.
Yeah, and that's why I don't have a dog.
I thought you said you didn't have a dog because you don't have time for a dog.
No, she's allergic.
No, it's because I don't have time. I would definitely get something I'm allergic to.
Yeah. The doctor told me that I needed to get rid of my dogs and my cat. And I said, no. Is there a pill?
Well, yeah. When we found out I was allergic to dogs, they were like, you should probably get rid of the dogs. And Frank goes, Caitlin will be 18 soon. She'll be gone soon. Because I found out I was allergic like a couple weeks before my 18th birthday. And I had already like gotten into UF.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, can you just give me a pill? Because that's not going to happen.
So is this an allergy podcast or is this a... Real Housewives podcast.
I didn't even know you were recording.
That's his. So let me tell you though.
Okay.
My Instagram lately has been full of, you know how like it recommends posts. No.
You're okay.
The mic fell, but it's fine. I caught it. And you guys didn't even notice what happened, right? So anyway, my Instagram like posts that you may like and all the suggested reels are all little boxer puppies. And then, of course, I like watch the rest and I watch the next one. And I'm like, you can tell where my brain is at right now. Everyone out here is like, you should really like put yourself out there. You should really start trying to date. And all I can think about is like how much I want one of these dogs, but I don't have time to take care of one.
Oh, my gosh. That's the universe telling you.
They're so cute.
You're going to have a boxer puppy.
I will. That's the goal. Dreams.
I love that goal for you. And I support that goal.
So what are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. What are we talking about, Leon? Oh, we got to probably introduce ourselves. Welcome to Real Housewives of Reality. We're your hosts. I'm Scarlett.
I'm Leon. I know what.
Jesus.
Okay. So just so you know, you don't have to react that way because I will fix that and it won't be like there's a gap.
You're fucking up the momentum, son.
But if I may.
Yeah. I'm Leon. I know what love is, but not how to speak, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm Caitlin and I'm going to have a boxer puppy one day.
Yay, Caitlin. What are we talking about, Leon? That's right, Dubai, baby. I thought this. I forgot. We play it twice.
You talked over the first one.
And the second one. So we debuted something on the last episode.
No.
But just in case they don't listen to the other one, should we play in this? This is our EGOT winner. Should we play on this one?
I mean, or they could just go and listen to the other episode.
Oscar for this,
but just
or
in
Emmy,
case.
Or a Grammy.
I mean,
or
should we try again?
Yeah, we might need to.
I just, you know, just in case. Just in case. The ladies from Dubai might not listen to Beverly Hills.
No, they're listening. We know that they are.
They're listening to this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. They probably don't listen to Beverly because they don't like Rinna. Yeah, neither do I.
Sharkoochie.
This is so awful. I hate it.
That's for you, Kate.
That whisper part makes it so creepy.
Yeah, but just so you know, and yes, we could win an Emmy because the TV show puts it on there.
Yeah.
I understand how it could happen. I'm saying it won't happen.
Hey, whoa, you know what? We support your goals, Caitlin.
Yeah, we support you liking Erica Jane and Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, and you get that puppy.
Yeah. God.
Okay. So Dubai was really good the last 2 weeks, I thought.
Yeah, once again, same apology as the last episode if you hear both. I've been way too busy and haven't seen any shows, so I'm not going
to
talk much.
Returning text messages kidding. And I'm not talking at all.
So, okay, well, I'll just talk because this is what we do is a podcast.
I was wondering why you're texting and not podcasting.
But that's okay. I'm here and that's, you know, we'll get through it.
The lizard of it all.
Oh, my God. Other than that, they were two great episodes.
Yes.
I loved, like, I'm just going to, I know which one was which this time because the dance all. We just need to talk about that.
Shit.
We don't have to talk about anything else that happened last week other than the
Big
maybe
Bird.
The Ethiopia thing. Or was that this week, the Ethiopian food? No, that was last week.
That was last week. Oh, that was
Okay.
Tough.
So we're going to talk about that and then we can talk about dance hall and then Girls trip, baby.
Yep.
First off, let's just talk about how Aeon has now shown up in a fucking wedding dress or a dress with a train to every event since the engagement party, so that if it comes up again, she can say, well, see, look, I dress in trains all the time.
What a bitch. I love it so much. She cannot dance for fucking shit.
Wait, no, we're not there yet.
I know.
We just set out an outline. We got to follow the outline.
You're right. I'm sorry, Caitlin. Yes, I'm sorry, Caitlin. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. I'm very excited about all of this. We just got to go in order of like worst to best.
Okay.
The gold souk was incredible.
Absolutely.
I want Nina. This is why Nina and her husband have $1 billion. I want her to negotiate everything for me.
Yes.
And I love how pissed she was. She's like, I could have gotten that down more. Why did you say yes?
I know. I loved it.
And that is my friend Selena.
Oh, is it?
Like, I love her to death and I love shopping with her. Selena is Nina and their names sound the same.
There you go. You got yourself a Nina right there, girl.
I do, because she's like, oh, no, I have a coupon for this. I can get this down.
Mm-hmm. Hang on to her. She's special.
Yes, she is. She doesn't listen to this, so I'm not going to keep talking about how great she is. But Ben, I also loved how pissed Nina was that she's the only one that looked like normal.
I know.
Because she's like, you guys are really messing with my ability to get a bargain. The one person's responsible, this is a fake fur. And the other one's like, yeah, I just look lost. And we're like, yes, you do, honey.
I loved
it. And then her attempt, so they get good deals. It was really interesting to see this part of, that is like my favorite part about Dubai, actually, so far. It's not the housewife of it all.
Yeah.
It's the like learning about this other culture. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's documentaries out there. There's research that you can do.
Sure.
But getting to learn about another culture in a way that's like designed for my for you and for my your enjoyment,
yeah, for your consumption, right?
Right. I love that.
Yeah, I agree.
So excellent.
Yep.
And then her trying to stir the pot and invite Brooks to this dinner, you know, it backfired because she had to eat alone. And then she's pissed that she's eating alone. But I'm like, you did this.
Yeah. My question is, I thought the yelling like that was illegal there. So the entire time it was happening, I was like,
I know. I was like,
oh God, something's going to happen.
I bet they rented the whole place out though. So that was my only way I could rationalize it is, mm-hmm. my guess is they rented the whole place out. Therefore, there's nobody that they're not offending anybody else.
Yep. And Sarah leaving was the best thing she could.
Yes. And like, I don't want to get too much into the substance because we've already talked about how Brooks is wrong. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Brooks just kept yelling over her,
it was aggressive.
And it was very clear that, especially because she didn't stay after everyone else left. And like, she didn't have a problem with Aeon. So it was just very clear that she went there only to fucking yell at Sarah.
That's right.
And that's not cool. Not classy. And I'm very impressed with Sarah for leaving as quickly as she did, and then Nina for leaving when Caroline couldn't get back on track and couldn't just like calm back down.
Yep, exactly.
And also though, props to Aeon for staying and eating the food, because I 100% would have done the same thing.
She did. You know, here's the thing. Aeon, there's so many things about her that I hate, but
yes, she's growing on me, actually.
That's in my notes this week.
We finally got some growth.
Yes, because in this week's episode, you know, we'll get to it, but she makes an actual apology, which I was like,
I know. I will. And I think what I was like noticing over the last episode and this episode is these women are getting to know each other better.
Yes.
And the episodes are getting better because
of it. 100%.
Because we're not just seeing strangers trying to get together. We're seeing people who are getting to know each other, and now the drama is real because now they care for each other.
Yes.
And also are pissed at each other, and that's what we were missing.
Right.
And it's starting to come together, which really makes me think that next season is going to be dynamite, because they're going to have had an off season to get to know each other even better and get hyped.
We'll see how the reunion goes.
Yeah, that's
true. We got two more episodes before the finale, or next week and then the finale?
I just watch what shows up on the DVR.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I don't even know what's on my work schedule for next week, so.
Me neither.
Well, that's problematic, because you're the only one that
work with. I know.
Okay. All right, as long as we're clear. So I was just like, before this episode, I was like, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
I was like, this has been really like, it has not captured me. Mm-hmm. And then these two episodes did.
Yeah.
So I'm very like, you know, bravo. Why are you saving the good for the end? Cut a whole fucking episode out if it's dull.
Yeah. I mean, we should have seen how poorly these women dance.
In the beginning. You guys should have just said, we're really sorry. This season is only going to be 3 episodes. We're going to give you the premiere and we're going to give you the last two.
Yeah.
Because the rest was just not worth airing.
Straight trash.
And you'll figure out all the rest in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had the dance hall dance competition.
Oh, wait, no. What happened before dance hall? Something happened before dance
hall.
They
went to learn the dance. They did that.
No.
I'm trying to think.
Damn it, something else happened. Oh, no, nothing else happened.
Yeah, no, they had the fight, and then they went to learn the dance, and then they had the party.
Fucking Aeon.
Big Bird.
Yeah, I loved when Dina was like, you know, you don't like being called Big Bird, but my God, you looked like it.
Stop wearing
the feathers.
Because
she wears the feathers. Like, if you don't want to be called Big Bird, do not wear that many feathers.
So many feathers this episode. So many feathers.
They tried.
They did.
And I loved how competitive Stanbury got.
Holy shit, I know.
I loved it. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And also, they all looked amazing.
They did.
And
wow.
A huge shout out to Lisa Milan in her confessional for saying, no, do not even get upset about cultural appropriation. This party was Jamaican themed. She came. And like the way she explained it was like, you know, we want people to understand and appreciate our culture. And that's what Sarah did.
Yep.
Because there's a difference between appreciating and making fun of.
Correct.
And this was, I don't know much about the culture, but if Lisa says it was appreciating, Lisa's going to be the authority, not me.
Right. I'm going to always follow the other person's.
Right. Because I don't know shit.
Yeah. We're just basic white bitches. We don't know shit.
Yeah. I will be upset if you appropriate my basic white bitchness.
Me too. I mean, except the pumpkin spice latte. Everybody can have that. I don't want it.
I don't either.
I don't want
that. I just want a regular latte.
Yeah, just give me a regular latte.
With some chocolate.
Yes, thank you.
Maybe a touch of mint. And I think, yes. But I think really just a Starbucks latte really just fits in the basic trifecta.
100%. I had a vanilla sweet cream iced coffee from Starbucks yesterday. So I'm basic
ick. I get to have Starbucks on Monday. Thank you. I'm excited. It's marked on the calendar.
Oh.
It's fine.
I love it. The only reason I got it is because it's at Target and I went to Target. So
yeah, well, I'll be at a place that's next to the Starbucks. Therefore,
loves that.
I'm gonna have the Starbucks and the Chick-fil-A because I can only get those when I leave town.
I'm celebrating that for you, honey. I love that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I just loved how much effort everybody put in. They all put aside their differences. They had a good time.
Yes.
And
then of course she invites everyone on this trip. I love how it's like 3 days ago.
Right.
Yeah,
they definitely already planned it out. She just wanted to invite them for the camera.
Yeah.
But I loved the husbands like watching and kind of like laughing, not at their women, maybe I don't know.
They were.
I loved it. They were like, you know what? Aeon's husband were like, she cannot dance, but she makes up for it. And then somebody else goes, energy. And he goes, no, confidence. Because she was extraordinarily confident in her ability to dance. And then she goes, she's like, you should see me in the bedroom. It's much better. And I literally out loud to no one, because I, you know, live alone, said, I would fucking hope so.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope it's better.
Oh, she talks about it again this episode. But when she's like, when I'm on stage, I'm like Beyonce and Rihanna. And she says,
and I'm their child.
And I'm their love child. And I'm like, you know what, girl? I love that for you. Keep doing it.
Yeah, just skip over this episode. Just don't watch it.
Yeah, please don't, because you're going to lose that confidence real fast.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it was great.
And I also loved that everybody got like a unique award. And I really loved Caroline saying, no, big mistake. I did a good job.
Yeah.
But I still think, though, it was the right award, because you're never going to dance again because you hate it.
Correct. She was like,
you were not the worst.
Yeah.
That was definitely Chanel.
That's true.
But you hated it the most.
She did. She said she had a good time, but her face said another thing.
She could barely stand. Oh, and I loved Chanel going to Stanbury, because this is just like the ultimate girl thing. Literally, my friends did it last night when we were just playing board games. But she goes, I am so wasted. It's insane.
I know.
And the response was, you can't be worse than me. And then it was time. Then it was time to dance.
Yeah.
And of course, it's the two worst dancers.
Uh-huh. I love it so much.
And also, Brooks, there were no single men there. You didn't have to go that hard.
Oh, I know. But she looked fantastic. That ass.
Yep, woo! She did look good. I'm just reminding her. But I guess it was going to air nationally, so internationally, so she probably did the right thing.
That's right. So now we're on to this week. And I have something to say.
Oh no, it doesn't look good. I don't want to hear it. I love this week. Go ahead.
Sergio.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to go everywhere. It bothers. I see trouble. And what do you know when we see the preview for next week?
I know. Oh. That feels like I just feel like production did that. I hope they did.
But this reminds me of when she tried to have her hen party. He came and she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm going.
I thought she wanted him to go. Oh, I think. But you know what, though? She's happy that he loves her that much. And she at least got a little bit of time without him.
I know, but my least favorite,
most cringy part was, you need to cut the umbilical cord. And he says, what's that?
What's that?
She explains it. And he goes, why would I do that?
Why? Yeah. I'm like, oh, that is.
It was. But you know what? They're newlyweds.
Yeah.
And it's the first time he's a newlywed.
Yeah.
And she's known for not being super loving and affectionate. Mm-hmm. And that's what she loves about him. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, I'm not going to think it's problematic until they're 2 years into marriage.
I don't know. I just get a really bad feeling about it. I do agree with, I think he's giving her the love that he wants. Like, he's giving her that energy that he wants, which I think is kind of working because I think she really is growing as a person. Because if you ever watch Ladies of London, you're going to see that she's cold as fuck.
She just looks, in these two episodes,
happy.
So happy. I think the stress of that wedding, I think Uncle Leon was right.
Yeah.
Like, I think the stress of that wedding was just a lot. It was a lot of moving parts. It was more than she bargained for. She had to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like Sergio wanted things a certain way, but she still had to do it all.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Can you say that again?
No.
Nope.
I want to drive four wheelers in the desert, but I don't want all the sand.
Right.
Then don't drive four wheelers in the desert.
I'm just saying, it looked like a lot of fun, but we all know there was just mouthfuls of sand.
And
I got it bad enough with fucking dog hair. I don't want sand in my mouth.
So, and I've heard people that have been in, I've talked to people that have been in the Middle East, you know, some friends that were in the military and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they say this sand in the deserts there in the Middle East is not like beach sand.
It's like sugar sand.
They say
sand,
it's
right?
like a
Fine.
Super powdery sand.
Ooh,
that gets everywhere.
Oh, so that sounds like it feels good.
They say you'll pick sand out of everywhere.
I don't want that.
It's probably, though, really good for your skin.
Oh my God, I bet you're right. Exfoliate crazy.
I loved seeing them out there, like having a good time.
Too.
I did fast forward through their whole conversation because I was like,
Yeah, there's something I want to say about that conversation.
So I clearly didn't hear it.
Brooke said that she didn't have time to heal from her divorce the way Sarah has. So she can't be expected to act the same way Sarah has. And I wrote, Brooks, you chose not to heal. There's a difference between not having time, which would be, I don't know, a week. This has been a long ass time. Not having time and not doing it. Sarah chose to grow and heal. You're choosing not to. That is a choice. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what anyone has to say. As someone who's been through some tough shit in my life, you choose whether or not you heal, period.
Yep. You either give it the time it needs you don't, and then that's it.
And you can't sit there and tell someone you don't have the time when it's not the time that you don't have. It's the choice you're not making. There's a difference.
Snaps for that.
Thank you very much. And then they were talking about their children and how both their sons get bullied because they're, quote, weird. And Sarah's like, well, I tell them it's okay to be weird. I'm weird. And I said this. Why is being weird weird? Maybe we're the ones that aren't weird. Because, you know, we're, quote, weird. And everybody else is the weirdos. What about that?
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, she's probably telling him the best thing that she can.
Well, I'm not saying anything. She's saying anything wrong. Because I was just thinking about it. It's like, people probably think that you and I both are weird, right, Caitlin? Because we're pretty dorky and pretty weird.
Yeah, I just choose to only hang out with other weirdos. So I don't really.
I think that's why we love each other so much.
Yep. So no one calls me weird because I just turn right back around and say, I'm sorry, have you looked in the mirror lately? And then we all move on.
Right. Oh, God. Last night I found out I am not in the Hogwarts house that I thought I was in. I was like, I'm Gryffindor all the way. Turns out, no. I'm Ravenclaw.
I wouldn't think you're Gryffindor.
I'm Ravenclaw. And then I was like, oh, my God, that makes so much sense. Uncle Leon, Hufflepuff.
Okay.
Am I right? Was it Hufflepuff you're in?
No, it was Gryffindor.
You're a liar.
It was Hufflepuff.
Yeah. So I'm like, this makes more sense to me. I feel, I know this is going to sound weird to everyone that's not a weirdo, but I woke up this morning feeling lighter, knowing I was in the right house.
Good. Yeah. So I've taken the Pottermore quiz twice, once when it very first came out.
We did Wizarding World, baby. That's the official one.
No, Pottermore was the official one that like J.K. Rowling helped develop.
Right.
Okay, so I'll have to try Pottermore.
Well, yeah, this was Wizarding World from WizardingWorld.com.
That was like a big deal when it came out. Mm-hmm. I was like, you get to experience different parts of the books. It was a very cool thing. So I did that when it first came out, and then I did it again in the pandemic because we all just did it again during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And Gryffindor both times.
Really? You know what?
I was like, I don't know why you're surprised. That's very much my personality.
Yeah, I'm very much Ravenclaw. When I dug into it, I was like, holy shit, I am a Ravenclaw. Totally.
I love those, like, I love different ways to, like, look at yourselves and your personality, like the Enneagram. Right? Excellent.
Right? I just feel like a different person. I felt better.
Yep, now you gotta donate all your Gryffindor stuff to me and you can buy yourself Ravenclaw.
I have a lot of Gryffindor stuff. I will give it to you.
But you know my address.
Yes. But it gets cold here, so what I'm gonna need my scarves.
What was that again?
What?
That website, Caitlin?
Pottermore.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm like, great, now I gotta get a Ravenclaw tattoo. Okay. Anyway. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, I'm never getting a bird tattoo.
Yeah, I know you're not.
Or probably a tattoo. But anyway.
So we're going on a girls trip. So here we go. Right.
I loved, and also, like, you know, as much as we joke, you know, I guess Sergio's going to show up.
Ugh.
I have a feeling she's going to be like, and you can go stay somewhere else.
I hope so. But you know what? I love a husband that shows up, but only when it's Mauricio. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, Mauricio was probably invited.
On the girls trip. Yeah.
Right. There's like a, you know, difference. But but I liked that she stood her ground and said, no.
Yes.
I need time with my girlfriends.
Yep.
Exactly. And I loved every second of what we got to see.
Well, you know what? The sad part is maybe Sergio doesn't have any. His friends are probably
all still playing sports.
Oh my gosh, you're right. I just now thought of that. All of his friends are probably still playing the sport and not around.
Yeah, he's a professional soccer player. Was. By the way, Pottermore is the company that created WizardingWorld.com.
Oh, so it's the same one.
Same one.
All right, then.
Then we're all in the right houses.
We're all where we belong. Love this. Guys, a sound off in the comments. What house are you in? Okay. Yeah. Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Oh, my God.
So
the roses. I loved it.
Yes.
And everybody was definitely in the right car, too.
Oh, my God. I know, right? They're taking selfies. They're doing sound baths. They're talking shit.
Shoving their face.
Yeah, I loved it.
And also, like, you know, we fast forward to the end where, you know, Ayotte is like, I'm more successful than you. But look at the trip that Caroline's planned.
Girl, let me tell you something. This was, until the end, the best trip.
Well, it was still the best.
Ever. Oh, still, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like, they're going to.
So
it's going to all come around in the end because everybody knows Ayana's wrong. So, like, this isn't going to divulge into one of those, like, or evolve into one of those, like, big screaming matches because everybody knows that something just happened with Ayana.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with anybody there. Right.
Right. So it's all going to be fine in the end.
Yeah.
I hope.
But that house is trash. Am I right?
Yeah, I would never stay there.
Oh, can I move in, please? Oh, God, what the fuck is it with every single franchise with the room situation? Why is it always such a fucking big deal? Sarah's like, fuck it, I'll take the bunk beds. You know what? I would have picked the bunk beds, too, because I got four beds to choose from, and it's just me up in that bitch.
I'm just surprised that they even had to have anybody sleeping in that room because...
I know, right?
Aeon got two beds.
I know, right?
Put Aeon and Lisa together because they're up each other's ass.
Yeah, she's licking her asshole. Yep. I've never licked anyone's asshole.
Why is my ass in her asshole? That was my thing. It's just like an entitled rich people thing, and I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't get it.
I don't.
But
yeah,
I get rich people getting it. Like,
all I know is their pettiness at that point was exhausting. When Brooks was screaming and I was like,
I loved it.
They were all like, fuck this. And they go to their rooms and they just shut the door.
Right. Cause it was just good petty. Like, it was just good housewife shit.
Yeah.
It was what I expect out of every single house tour on a trip.
Yeah. But what I loved about it is it was just, and then it was done. Like, we're okay. You know what I mean?
Because Caroline was like, I don't care. I know that this is where Nina and I are sleeping. And that's here's all the other rooms. Pick it yourself.
Mm-hmm. I loved Sarah's room. I love those bunk beds. Those were cool as shit. It reminded me of, like,
it's not for me. I'm a little bit tall and claustrophobic about it.
Yeah.
But I would have been like, that's fine. I'll sleep on a couch somewhere.
It reminds me of like a train or like a tour bus or some shit.
Yeah. I also don't want to sign up for that.
Oh, me neither. I'm just saying. It looks cool.
I loved though. So you've got Aeon and Brooks arguing about who's a better friend. And
who's Lisa. Up, whose tongue is up whose asshole. Yep.
Right. And then you have Lisa,
mm-hmm.
who is like annoyed with it, but then says, yeah, I think that the reason that Stanbury is sharing a room with Nina is because Nina realizes how close I have gotten with Aeon.
Yeah.
So also like Lisa's over there like upset that. So, like, they're fighting over Lisa, mm-hmm. but then Lisa wants to fight with Stanbury over Nina.
I know. It's so cute.
And I was like, I love this.
It's
and then
super
we get
high school.
To dinner.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you something. We do need to take a break. Before we get to dinner, we'll take a break. And then I really want to talk about a side of Aeon that I am deeply in love with. And I can't wait to talk about it. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk all about Leon's favorite person in the whole world, Chanel Aeon.
Gross.
See, I'm wise enough to know when a clip needs clipping.
Clip!
And I got just the one. And this week our clip is second to none. It's the clip of the week.
Clip!
Clip of the week, yeah. It's the clip of the week. Ooh! Clip of the week, yeah.
Clip!
Let's you clip. Fools.
Okay, let's switch the game up. Two truths and a lie.
This is a good one.
And I'm gonna just think on the spot. I have my clitoris pierced. I was a stripper and I have had sex with like 10 guys.
Your little hoo-ha is pierced.
My hoo-ha. Okay, so the truth is my hoo-ha.
I was right.
It's VVS down
there.
What's
VVS?
The quality of the diamond that I wear in my clit.
I cannot believe I witnessed this conversation.
VVS one diamond down there. Seems like a waste of money to me. I can't even imagine it's really that pretty. It's horrifying. It's things that, like, nightmares are made of. Gross.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I've been listening to this really awesome new podcast lately. It's for like really big like reality fans. It's called Reality with the King and it's hosted by the sought after executive producer and king of reality, Carlos King. Reality with the King goes behind the scenes of some of your favorite reality TV shows' most iconic moments. Carlos has worked on the best reality shows from The Bachelor to The Real Housewives and he is here to rehash all the behind the scenes drama. Upcoming guests to include Andy Cohen, NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, Lisa Rinna, Tiffany Pollard, and many more. Listen to Carlos spill the tea on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, the SiriusXM app, or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough, and there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com.
No, she's not on anything. I'm the sweetest in the world, and y'all know it.
Yeah, and we're back. Okay, let me talk about sweetest in the world. So,
you're going to talk about me? That's so nice of you.
Shush, turn your microphone
off. Yeah, I know that.
So, before they go to have dinner that night, Brooks is getting all shitty with Aeon, telling her your tongue's up, her ass up, and all blah, 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 all right? So, everyone goes to their rooms, and then they all get ready for dinner. Well, Brooks comes into Aeon's room, and Aeon's just finishing up. And the way, okay, Aeon just, first of all, she apologized for, what did she apologize for?
I certainly don't know.
Whatever it was, she apologized for something and it was like fucking for real. So mark that shit down. Anyway, I've never gotten dressed for any kind of dinner at a friend's house when it's just us friends ever. So that's so weird.
So literally last night we were going to dinner, but it was the first time that this one couple was being invited to the other couple's house that they had built.
Okay. That's a thing. Yeah.
But, and because that's a thing, I preemptively texted and I said, is tonight jeans or leggings? Because if it's jeans, I'm asking because if the answer is jeans, I need time to mentally prepare myself to wear them.
Right.
And then I think everybody collectively breathed a sigh of relief and we all agreed on leggings.
I love that for you.
So it ended up being a comfortable night in.
Love that. She comes into a room and they're like, oh, we're both wearing green. And then Aeon was just like, you're so beautiful. You look so great. Like this whole side of Aeon championing her friend on, even though they just had a big fight that, you know, and also Brooks.
This was a different friend. This was Lisa.
No, it was Brooks.
No, Lisa was in green.
That was Brooks. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Lisa. Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah, because she had to
hit up the Instagram. I'm pretty sure it was.
Because she had to explain to her what having her tongue up her ass meant.
That was at a different time.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure.
Leon, can you look that up? Well, anyway, whoever it was, Aeon championing her friend on, telling her how gorgeous she was, like really hyping her, and not in the way that when she hypes Lisa, whenever she repeats whatever Lisa says, because they showed that later on too. That was fucking fantastic. Or that was like before that. Not in that way, but in a like a real hype girl type way, like, yes, you look stunning, you're so gorgeous, you know, all that. I love seeing that side of Aeon because you normally only see her like that to herself. You know what I mean?
Maybe you're right.
Yes!
I haven't settled on it yet, but I'm starting to think maybe. I'm not there yet,
though. I think. But I love that side of Aeon. And I think, honestly, truly, I think that's who she really is.
When did it happen during the show?
Before they went to dinner the first night.
Okay, so they're already on the trip.
Yes.
I'm gonna find it.
Okay. And then Stanbury and Nina decide they're going to wear their pajamas. And I wrote, how many kinds of fowl had to die or become naked for all these pajama feathers? Because, oh my goodness, there were a lot of feathers.
Well, you know how I feel about...
fowl, yes.
Yeah, but there's no way they were real feathers.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's like even synthetic feathers are gross. Like, ew.
Yeah, but it was cute that they all ended up having like...
They did. And watching them play those games like Never Have I Ever and Two Truths or One Truth and a Lie or Two Truths and a Lie or whatever it was. Yeah. Like, this is the side of them. These are the things that we want to know about them finally coming out. We're finally seeing these women, who they really are with their guard down. And it's fucking brilliant.
I loved that. I love a good girl's weekend.
Caitlin, we're both right in this whole Brooks lime green thing.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
We're not both right. Because I said that conversation was at a different time.
Yes, you said
so
that.
I was right.
Well, you are, but it was the right conversation, just different clothes, but it was Aeon and Brooks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mystery solved. I knew that all along.
Yeah.
Okay. But so the green was Lisa Milan.
Yes, that was the next night.
That's really all I needed to...
That's the next night.
What just happened?
Okay. We probably already played this because we just went to break, but I put in my notes to have the diamond quality conversation.
Stop. I don't want it.
As the clip of the week.
Oh, well, then it's already been done. Right. Everybody's heard it.
Right.
And we could just move on. I love a good girls trip is what I was saying before we discovered that I was, in fact, right about the outfits.
Correct.
And
But I was right about the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I was also on board with you about the conversation, but whatever. It's fine.
But you know what? That's fine. Yes.
No one here is competitive at all.
No, none of us ever.
I finally was able to get my friend to agree to play a board game with me.
Oh, what'd you play?
Well, no. He agreed that at a future time we could play Risk. But we could only play Risk up to the point that I became too competitive.
Until you flip the board.
When you start handing out the pieces?
No, I promise because I want to.
The very beginning.
Because I'm going to. I'm learning how to play Risk so that I can ruin a different friendship for with Risk.
I'm just saying, yes. Yeah, so you're going to have written contracts about your friendship in this game, right?
Yeah. Well, no, because the rule is the second I get too competitive, game's over.
Yeah, because Risk is just as bad as Monopoly.
I say, if you want to know who your friends really are, play Monopoly with them.
Oh, I know. But that's why we bought.
Play Uno.
I think that's probably a different kind of problem.
That's about the same.
But so either way, I was able to get him to agree as long as it was on a probationary period. So I as soon as I get a little competitive, because the goal is so I can learn how to play Risk with this friend,
right,
so that I can destroy another friend.
I love this for you. I support everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He knows it's coming. It's my
I most certainly do not support any of this theory that you're coming up with. It's a bad idea.
No.
I'm going on the record.
No. Fantastic idea.
Freddie knows. Freddie bought Risk, and then he bought it when he had been the only one not drinking. So
Freddie
doesn't
know.
And then he read. No, Freddie knows. Because so Freddie's Lene's husband, and she ended up marrying somebody like exactly like me.
Well,
so
Freddie's
this isn't
in for
the
it.
First go round we've had with competition. It will not be the last.
It can get ugly, folks.
And we're aware of this. So I told him that I was going to practice and that the next time I saw him, because he read the rule book, but then wouldn't let anybody else see it. So he just kept saying like, oh, you'll see. Oh, you'll see how this is important. And then I was like, I stole it from him. And then I was reading it and I was like, oh, you fucked us all. And he goes, no, I didn't. Anyway,
you're
that
going
was the
down,
quickest
Freddie.
Side.
You're
so
going
once
down.
Once again, Uncle Leon's going on the record and saying it's a bad idea. And Freddie, you're an asshole.
Well, Aunt Scarlett's going on the record saying... Get it, girl. Kick
yeah, so the next
ass.
Time I go down and visit them and, you know, we'll have a good friend time the first night.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's game on with Risk.
So I
love like a good, you know, bonding experience.
Yes.
Playing games. Caroline did. Like, this is I think this is the Caroline that we've been missing
looking
because
for.
Of the stress of the wedding.
Yes.
Like, she did. Everything was planned to perfection.
What?
She had games on standby. I'm sure she had even more games in case one of them didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
We really got to see these women bonding and getting to know each other.
So
and
great.
That is what makes it fun.
Yes.
Because that's why we like the Housewives. We love the shows.
Yep.
The best where they all care about each other, because then it's like we get to see the fun petty arguments, we
yep.
get to see the genuine moments of bonding,
yep.
and we get to see the all-out brawls when some shit hits the fan.
It's the
but
most...
everybody is bound by the fact that they love each other, not just the fact that they get paid to like each other.
It's the most relatable thing you can ever see in reality television, because
yes.
we all know these people have a job to do, but we also know they're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We watch it for a reason. We want to see us in them and vice versa. We
yes.
know we'll never reach a level where we'll have the money that they have or the clout that they have or the recognition they have. But
I
what
mean,
we
like, speak for yourself. No, I'm just kidding.
But what we
I mean,
can agree
you
on.
You might not.
But what we can agree on is we're all human. And we
yes.
all go through the same things. We really do. Just some throw more money at it. That's-
right. I mean, like, you know, some of us might get there one day and the rest of us are just going to
yep.
talk about it until we die.
Well, all I know is there was so much room for activities in Sarah's room. It was like.
Oh, I know. It was a good design
wow.
for like a kid's bedroom.
Dude, so much room for activities. So great. So
and
great.
And I loved that. Like, Nina, like, I know we kind of jumped ahead of it, but I love that they decided to just wear their jammies.
I know.
And at first, Aeon was like, come on, get dressed up for dinner. But then
right.
everybody went and put on their pajamas.
Yeah.
Like, she wanted to be upset about it because she put an effort in her appearance. But they also all, it wasn't like they came down in ratty
yeah,
t-shirts.
Yeah, they're all wearing, like, fucking, what, Yves Saint
yes.
Laurent or...
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, they were all wearing, like, luxury pajamas that it's,
yeah.
like, a thing. I've seen those, like, pajamas on the fucking red carpet
yeah,
they're before.
They're sleep tuxedos.
Like, what?
They're sleep tuxedos.
yes. So, like, this episode gave me, like, ultimate girls trip vibes.
Yeah.
And I was so here for it because we love a good bonding. But
yes.
so I loved that, like, Aeon was like, about the pajamas, but then went and put on her pajamas.
She
and they all
fantastic.
Looked like they could have... Like Ben and Glam in the jammies.
I loved it so much.
And then I loved Sarah being like, wait, did I miss the memo on the feathers?
Yeah.
And then I was like, they're all trying to be like me.
Yeah.
And they got Nina like, okay, Big Bird.
Yeah. He's like, calm down, Big Bird. So the next morning, it was so cute. They're all calling their families.
Yeah. And I fast forwarded through it.
Yeah. It was cute. And then they go down for breakfast. And let me tell you something happened that my head blew off, like in a good way. When I watched Aeon turn her cloche over and set her plate in it, I thought to myself, have I been cloching wrong this entire time?
What the fuck is a cloche?
The dome that goes over the plate, like that room service brings you.
Right.
She flipped it over, and so it made a stand, and she put her plate. It fits perfectly into the cloche.
Doesn't it usually have a handle on it?
No.
I'm not rich enough for this.
There's different styles of cloches. Oh, no, you could go to any basic hotel that has room service.
I can't afford room service. What the fuck you mean?
Okay, sorry about that. but I was like, holy shit, have I been cloching wrong this entire time?
How many times have you cloched?
A lot of times I've cloched.
I just don't buy it.
I cloched at least 10 times in 1 week in
Vegas. How many times can you say cloched?
Yeah. So it turns it into like a plate stand. Dude, I was like, fuck yeah.
30 years old.
Loved it. I was today years old when I found out I was cloching wrong.
Also, like, good job on Lisa Milan for being like really open and vulnerable with the girls. But then also they were able to take that like moment of learning about each other and then just continue it on in a positive way instead of like letting somewhat like sad news and sad story like ruin the day. They were able to learn about their friend.
Yep.
And then move on from that in a positive, closer light.
Right. And then Brooks came down late and her hair looked so good.
And I loved watching them do the activities, the surfing.
Girl,
the...
okay. I got some words to say about this.
Oh,
like,
no,
you and I, first of all, don't ever plan anything where Caitlin and I have to ride bikes, number one.
Right, yeah.
Or two, don't ever take us somewhere where we could hurt ourselves in water, because we're going to hurt ourselves in water in still water. Don't fucking put us in a wave pool, because that shit's going to be disastrous.
So
we would just have to make the grown-up decision to watch like Nina did.
Right.
And neither one of you could do that because of the competitive nature of you.
That's true.
No, so, I think I would have. Like,
we know our limits, though.
Because I was wondering, like, where would I have drawn the line? I would have done the first thing. I would not have tried the surfing thing.
Me neither.
The first thing, I probably would have hurt myself. But I would have tried that.
I would not have tried the surfing. On the bike getting there. Or I would have fallen off something that's a very bad idea if you're listening, and I know you are, bar that they were at. Swings as bar stools. Have we not watched episodes of Dallas where you get on a swing and you hurt yourself? Have we not watched every franchise someone get drunk and fall off a swing? Have we not seen that?
I would definitely have hurt myself doing that as well.
That is something I'm going to say is probably nothing you should ever do, ever. Oh, my next note is...
I would definitely do it, though.
Me too. My next note is the wave machine would kill Caitlin and I both dead. Literally dead.
Some of us are just clumsier and more fragile than others.
That's
We're
the two of you.
We're precious as fuck, okay? We'll break real easy. Yeah.
Sure.
But girl, they all look so fucking incredible in their suits.
Yeah, Ooh, it was just, wee! That was good job to everybody.
Oh my God, even Sarah in that full body. Girl, yes!
I know. And just like, I just loved seeing them enjoy each other's company and have fun and not let anything ruin it.
Yes, Nina, Aeon getting drunk, drinking out of pineapples, eating french fries, watching their friends break their bones in the wave machine.
Yeah, Nina will find french fries on Mars. Like,
for
she
real.
Will get french fries anywhere.
That's my kind of girl. That's who I want in my squad right there.
Yes. Pineapple drinks and french fries.
You know
Sign me the fuck up.
That's right. I thought Sarah hurt herself. She been hit hard.
I know.
She hit hard and then slammed into the wall.
The only thing that I think Caroline could have done a little better in preparing this is have had massages immediately waiting for them when they returned back to the hotel. Or the Airbnb, whatever it was, the lodge,
the shithole trash house they were at.
right. That I think is the only thing so far that could have been even better, because they all ate it a bit,
dude, so bad. Even the ones that didn't do it, because not everyone had an easy time on those bikes. They were having a little bit of trouble. So
I loved the hammocks over the ocean,
dude. I want to. We need to go to this place. It's
right.
So expensive.
So just make sure you don't miss playing the lottery, because we'll need to all win it to go.
Don't you worry. I'll play.
And then we get to dinner. Everybody looked fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Serving looks.
Brooks was legit already drunk.
OMG. Brooks did not know where the fuck she was.
She's like, I need a drink. And I was like, no, you don't.
She looked like she was high and drunk. She looked crossfaded as shit.
She couldn't even keep her fucking left eye open.
Her eyes were like,
I know.
I mean, I know it's not a visual podcast, but you guys watch the show, so you can imagine the face that I made to get you to understand the face that she was making.
It looked exactly like her face.
Thank you. I pride myself on knowing how to look drunk.
Now, they get into a talk.
And before we get to what triggered Aeon, I respected the hell out of these women for all having a different opinion.
Yes.
Having a civil discussion. Yeah. And just like, because it was very civil. It was passionate.
It did start but very it
was,
civil. Yes.
But it was civil until Aeon misunderstood something.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I have a lot to say about it and I'll get to it. But here's what I think happens with Aeon. I think Aeon wants to be a part of the group. She wants to have that camaraderie, but I think she also, first of all, something's happening that has nothing to do with anybody there, number one. Number two,
that was clear.
I don't think Aeon knows how to not be the center.
Correct.
So I think between something else happening and her not being the center of attention, that causes her to have a tantrum, like a child. And I look at it this way. Now, you can agree with me or you can disagree with me. I think people who depend on their spouse, whether it be a husband on a wife, wife on a husband, whatever, there is nothing wrong with that. I'm not talking like you can't function without them. That's a whole different story. But I depend on my spouse, not just not financially or anything, but physically, emotionally, you know.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, hush.
And pretty much everything else in my life. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. And there is a difference between depending and someone like what she said was, take someone taking care of you and someone investing in you. I believe them to be the same thing.
So I think for us, we look at it from a lens that they don't have like the luxury of looking through in a sense that we have grown up in a time that was we have been lucky to grow up in a time that was very like, you can be independent, you can do whatever you want. The culture that she grew up in is different than that.
Right.
So it's not about, so she's just coming at it from a different perspective. And in Ultra, I think she has gone from like a culture where women had no ability to be independent.
Right.
So she is like, no, you don't have to be this way, but you don't have to like she said, she is overcompensating because of her culture and it just not even being for many women, not even a consideration that they have the ability. But then you have people like Brooks who grew up in America, Caroline who grew up in the United Kingdom. So they have the same perspective that we do in the sense that if you need to rely on somebody, it's okay.
I think Aeon is also getting tripped up by the words, not understanding that they mean more than one thing.
So, and I think where Stanberry was going with that is that you have a business. So, yes, you depend on your husband. But what I think Stanberry was trying to say is that if your husband walked away tomorrow, you would be okay.
You'd be fine. Right.
That's what she was getting to. But Aeon, something got lost in translation. Something triggered Aeon. And that's what happened. But I think where Stanberry was going was, you're dependent on your husband, but you're not stuck.
Right. Because there's plenty of women who are.
And I think there's nothing wrong with like being dependent on your spouse or anything like that. It's not for me.
Right.
And but if you have a set, and it also if you're going to be dependent on your spouse, obviously I'm a lawyer, but I have like big feelings on making sure you know where you both stand if the relationship were to terminate
legally,
tomorrow.
Right.
Because some people are, you know, dependent on their husband but also have a prenup where they'd walk away with nothing.
P.S. Louis and Teresa, no prenup.
Right. We know that.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
That's because she didn't have any money.
Well,
she spent
either.
It all on that hair.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Oh, God. We're going to have a lot to say about that when it airs on Jersey, I'm sure.
Oh, I can't wait.
But so I think like for Sarah, she's coming from just an ultra like just a different perspective. So she's from a point where she's just trying to educate the woman around her, but she doesn't realize that the women around her grew up in a way that they knew it was a possibility all along.
Sure.
Right. And I think that's like the bare bones of that. But I think, I bet if they were, have been able to keep talking, mm-hmm. they would have gotten there.
Yes. And Aeon doing the, I have more, I'm more better. I'm better than you. I have more than you. I'm, you know, this is where I have the problem. It turns so juvenile. It turns aggressive for zero reason. And like I said, everyone at that table knows, even Aeon knows, this has nothing to do with anything that's happening right now. Has nothing to do with any woman at yep. that table. And the problem is, I think Aeon may be seeing that she's not as great as she thinks she is,
yes,
as a person.
It's not all surrounding her.
Yeah.
I also think that this is a couple of times now that we've seen Aeon in like an argument or something.
Yeah.
And I think that she probably stopped socially maturing mm-hmm. at like 18 or 19.
Yeah. She's in a way maybe like kind of like on the spectrum in a way when it comes to like social.
I don't know if I would say that.
I'm not diagnosing her. I'm just saying like in a way when you see how someone is socially unaware of the way they make people feel.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, from my understanding of Aeon's upbringing, it was very traumatic.
Yes.
And then she goes straight from that to being a wife and a mother.
She's stunted.
And a model.
Yeah.
So she grew as a wife. She grew as a mother, but she probably stopped having a lot of social interaction.
Yeah.
Because she would go walk the show, be the only Black woman in the show, so leave. Not be able to relate to anyone around her.
Yeah.
And then immediately leave and go back to being a mother and a wife.
Right. And I just want to make something clear. I wasn't trying to say she was on the spectrum. I'm trying to compare it to someone that is how they don't know socially what's going on around them. They can't pinpoint it. They can't see it. I feel she's the same way in the way she's stunted.
She's socially unaware.
She's very socially unaware. And to a point that it's detrimental to her, where she literally, the only way she can move past it is to scream at it.
Well, some of her problem is that everyone caters to her industry.
And also her trauma is holding her back in a way that she needs to deal with the stuff with her father, or she's never gonna grow as a.
That's true. But then, you know, when you go from that and where you can hide it all, and then where she is catered to and everything she does.
We just talked about that when you weren't on the, when you left the room.
Yeah. That's some of her problem is because
she doesn't know any different.
Mm-mm. And then it's not just her husband or her family or anything else. It's strangers that, you know, she is in that region. She is the it model for whatever.
Right.
So in that group, in that fashion, it might not be every business meeting she goes to, they fawn over her.
Oh, I'm sure.
But anything that's fashion related or fashion shows,
sure.
Because she's at the top of the game, people are just fawning all over her. Designers
that's
are giving her, and people are giving her things. She's right. I didn't pay for my clothes. They don't do that. Designers don't do that.
Right.
They just want
her to wear
at
it.
At this point in time, mm-hmm. for her to be seen on the show or in the tabloids
sure.
or in a press junket wearing their outfit.
Yeah.
So she just develops. That's why she thinks she's the greatest there ever was.
The introversion, the going back to acting like a child, I think is her defense mechanism. Because she hasn't moved past acting like that. She hasn't grown.
Seems too that she didn't really get much outside of, like, this seemed like the first time she's had a big group of girlfriends or she didn't get much outside the modeling world. So she's, you know, Uncle Leon's right. She's not used to being in a room where she isn't the most important person because she still thinks that she is the most important person. But I think we're finally seeing some growth.
Yeah.
Except now she's in a fight.
She takes one step forward, two steps back.
Right.
But
hopefully on the to be continued.
Yeah.
And she's drunk also. She's got no idea what's going on.
Yeah, a little too
They've
much.
Been drinking all day. They've been in the sun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that
it's
adds
a perfect,
factor. I mean, look at Brooks.
It was a perfect storm. It's a perfect storm of everything that could cause
but
her to flip
everybody
out.
Seemed everybody at the table is on the same page.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested to see how it resolves because, like we were talking about earlier, usually in those situations, it becomes a 3v3 or 2v4 or kind of a deal. But I think because everyone else knows, like, this is something else, I think they're going to do a good, like, they did it. They hit us with a 2b continued.
Yeah.
But I actually think it's probably going to resolve pretty quickly.
And if it doesn't,
I will be there with my, you know, wine and popcorn ready to watch.
And I also think too, this is going to end in her seeing that she overreacted and apologizing and maybe then thinking, why did I actually act that way? That's just what
That's asking for a lot, though.
I'm just thinking, based on her growth that we've seen in the last 2 weeks and the way she apologized.
Yeah, it just hasn't been with Stanbury.
Yeah.
She's with our Trashbury.
That's true. It's just the pettiness between the two of them is astronomical. It's like fucking incredible. So anyway, yeah, we're to be continued. So next week, I think it is the season finale next week because they are at it, right? Like, this is it. What episode was this? This was episode, what, 12?
10.
10?
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess I could look on the interwebs and see.
There's no way to know. There's just...
No. There's definitely a way to know because IMDb...
That's what I say when people ask questions that can be Googled. I'm like, there's no way to know. Absolutely no way to know.
That's hilarious.
So that's my new troll thing.
Oh, it says there's going to be let's see. I think we're going to have 3 more episodes.
Okay.
I don't know of what because it says it just has August 17th, episode 1.11, August 24th, episode 1.12, and August 31st, 1.13.
Are there names on the episodes?
That's all it says.
The next episode is called Salty Waters.
Okay, because if they're not named, it's the reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Did they have the recap at the end of the show?
No. It's just IMDb, so sometimes they don't.
We know this week wasn't. It was to be continually on.
Yeah, so my theory is that next week is probably the season finale, and then we get 2 episodes of a reunion.
Gotcha, that's what I think, too. Yeah, this was a good week. This was finally what we've been waiting for.
Yes. And we finally got a trip.
We did.
So
I didn't think they were going to do one. I was giving up.
I didn't either.
Yeah. So that's cool. Anything else?
No, I'm just excited for next week. I'm happy to finally see some something different out of the last 2 episodes than we've gotten out of the last ones before.
The last 8, 9, or 10.
Yeah. Again, Bravo, you probably should have just given us the premiere, said, sit tight. The rest of the episodes suck until we get to the end, and then we're just going to give you the end, and next season you'll catch it all up.
Hit fast forward to the last 2 episodes. Yep. Oh, okay. Well, we'll wrap this up. Leon, you have anything you want to say?
No.
Okay. You can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can find us on all the social medias. You can find us on pftmedia.com, rhorpodcast.com, where you can find links to all of our sponsors, to our Patreon, to where our merchandise is. You can email us at showleonlegaleagleandscarlet@rhorpodcast.com. And you can call and leave us a voicemail at 434-214-0045.
I thought we were just going to add that in.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, we'll either see you next week or the week after. Kind of depends on what happens for us this week, but we'll see you soon.
Yeah, we love you. Bye.
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 Go, Chunky Girl!
I am not going to the weak side of the ice because I lied about my body weight.
You're a sloppy chihuahua!
I think you're the one emasculated now, shithead. Your husband's in the book.
I'd be praying for you, though.
Not bragging, honey. I'm the best of the best. That is, period. Dot.
Shut up! I got a dinner reservation, honestly!
A PFT Media production.